We're here at Xbox over at Microsoft in a building called Millennium, and we're going to talk to Peter Aurelian and Patrick King about Xbox.com and the great things that are there and available for you from a support perspective. So we'll start with Patrick.
So I'm from the Xbox User Assistance team. So my team is made up of writers and editors that create the customer-facing documentation for the whole Xbox and Xbox Live product line. Instruction manuals, online help, user interfaces, and articles and content for Xbox.com, especially the articles you'd find in the support part of the site.
My name is Peter Aurelian. I am the site manager for Xbox.com. Essentially, my charge is to manage the content queue into the site, as well as all of the programming, the promotions. So we work with a lot of internal partners, including all of the support people, to be sure that we're highlighting the things that our users are most interested or are in need of. So my partnership with Patrick is to be sure we're servicing, in terms of support, two real audiences. One is an audience that has a product and just needs information on how to use the product. And the second is someone who comes to the site who has an error condition. Something's broken or not working. And we have a unique partnership with the PSS team to actually serve up what we call knowledge-based content that the call center is actually putting together. So we bring all of that into our support channel on the site in order to serve the support needs of our users.
So has the site been revised recently?
From a content side, we're continually revising the site. We've updated it literally in hundreds of spots since the launch of Xbox 360 based on customer feedback, customer call center numbers. You know, what are the call drivers? You don't really know until after you launch. And it turns out, for example, Xbox Live migration, which means getting your Xbox Live gamer tag up and running on your Xbox 360, turned out to be a tricky scenario for some of our customers. So we created new articles and made a wizard and, you know, put some high-level navigation to make it easy to find after. You know, this was right before, this was December, January. So after we launched the product, we got a lot of usability feedback on how we could improve what we thought were going to be the call drivers, and we added more content. But we're always doing that regularly. So we have a schedule with Peter that rolls up N articles every week that cover the latest devices that we've tested that turn out to be compatible or incompatible, firmware updates from our partner ISPs or networking gear providers. And so we're always updating our content to give you the latest knowledge from the Xbox product team.
Cool. Is a lot of that content text and screenshot based, or is there some multimedia content, a lot of videos, you know, like walkthroughs or wizards and stuff like that?
Well, it's a combination. One nice thing about the website is that we can try to tackle different learning styles and different ways to present the same information depending on how you like to learn. You know, the instruction manuals are black and white and you read them like a book. But you can find, in fact, every instruction manual, whether you've lost yours or not. You can find that as a download from the site. But we go above and beyond that kind of presentation. We do have a couple different wizards. One is about live migration, like I mentioned. Another is about network setup. So if you're trying to go wireless or trying to set up routers or choose Ethernet versus you know, USB modems, that's all up there in wizard format. There's other material. There's a video presentation where We kind of step you through setup. You know, we have, I don't know who the actor is, but we worked with the support team and the PMs to create this script, and we filmed an actor, and it has snazzy graphics, so you can watch that. We have other talks that have been put together from people on the PSS team that you can link to. We have interactive forums and news groups that are available in the community channel where you can get answers from the user base or from representatives from the support team just by asking any old question, or seeing if it's already up there in an FAQ or a sticky high-level post. So yeah, we've tried to tackle it in as many ways as we can up on the site.
It sounds like this is a great place. You're really building community with Xbox.com.
One thing I was also kind of curious about, obviously the website is a huge, like a central portal of all things Xbox, right? And what I'm wondering is whether you envision Marketplace being an avenue for any type of support content, or is it mostly kind of what it is now, trailers and demos and that kind of thing?
There is some vision for a sort of support or help component for Marketplace, both for the Dash and mirrored on the site. It's not real well defined right now. the business has been aligned for the first two holidays to feed the core, as they say, which has everything to do with games. So to the degree we do any sort of help, it's going to be game-centric. So you can imagine, you know, cheap videos or strategy videos. Around actual configuration of hardware, things like that, there's some interest, but there's also a pretty high bar for the quality there. They try and have everything to be in line with the platform be HD. So we've got to have a house that can actually provide the content in HD. It's got to be scripted by people who are in the know, like someone from Patrick's team. So at some point in the future, I think you will see, maybe on the media blade or the hardware blade on the dash, a UI element for support or help. It'll be tied to a release. Right now, it's a semi-annual release calendar for the Dash, and we'll source that content after a lot of thought, probably do a lot of investigation with the PSS teams around what the call drivers are. On the site, we can be a little more nimble, so we can speak to some of that stuff, and we do with Patrick's team, problems people are having. But there's also a pretty robust vision for having all of the content on Marketplace in any form emulated on the site. And the long-term vision would be to even have transactions on Xbox.com. So you can imagine a scenario where someone comes to the site and wants to purchase something that is consumable in Marketplace, then go to their console later and not have to worry about credit cards or accounts or Microsoft points. They simply have it queued up there. We won't have that for some time, but the support content would all be part of that same vision.
I think I read somewhere that you were nominated for a Webby or there was an award or something here. Maybe you got it. I don't know.
So we didn't get it. We were nominated for a time we were leading. We were conflicted about it because we were beating the March of Dimes for a while, and we didn't know how to feel about that. Some of us felt good. Some of us were more pained by it. But we didn't win. But what I think it shows is some acknowledgement of the work we're doing. Where we differentiate on the web primarily as a platform site is around service integration. So we have a direct pipe to all of the data that is happening real-time on Xbox Live. And so for people who are vested with us, we can serve up to them information around their gaming behaviors in a multitude of ways that is interesting to them. For instance, we did a second release of Xbox.com that we now offer Message Center on the site. And what that means is you can send messages, text messages, back and forth between the console and the web. So pretty much anywhere, anytime, you can know if your friends are online and berate them, which we think is very sexy. So that kind of integration is what sets us apart clearly from other platform sites and even to a degree to other cross-platform sites. And the interesting thing we're doing now is we've developed what they call a community developer program. So we're providing an XML feed out to developers that we've qualified to be part of the program, and they're taking that data and parsing it in a multitude of ways and creating some very, very sexy things for users online. A really good example of something we'd never do as a Microsoft property that we saw recently is someone has tied that into Google Map. So you give them your information, and you can actually see through Google Map where a certain gamer lives with this XML feed. So the good thing that, you know, to bring this back to a support salience is that we want to enable a lot of peer-to-peer support. You know, these people who are really, really good at it, the early adopters of the platform, are some of the best technical help we have. They figured some of this stuff out. So to the degree we can connect those people, it helps to take a cost burden off of the call center. So to that end, we have forums. We have specific forums set up for them to talk to one another. Our support homepage revision has a direct link into that forum so that people can get there. And a lot of these people who are technically savvy and love the Xbox and want to talk about it, they have answers for other people who are experiencing the same things they've had to figure out already. And some of that's because they've read our documentation and other people are less inclined to read, right? They want someone to talk them through it. So we try and enable all of those user scenarios.
Do you find, I have a couple of things that came to mind while you were talking. The first one was, do you find that you get a lot of content ideas from those forums? Do you leverage that? Or is that a place where mostly people are referring to content that's already there?
We do get a lot of ideas by monitoring the forums regularly. I have a writer who part of her job is to both scour and respond on that site. So, you know, a lot of questions will be asked up there that we have the answer to, so we can be, you know, an early responder saying, oh, well, that's here on the site, or here's the answer to the question you just asked. we also use it to, you know, inspire us in new directions of the site. There seems to be a lot of general activity around media connectivity. People really want to know how to connect to their media center PCs and get to their music and get to their photos and make slideshows. And not only is there a technical aspect to that about, oh, I'm trying to connect, I'm getting an error message, what do I do? But there's also kind of a feature awareness aspect of that. You know, there's a lot of people, everybody knows you buy an Xbox 360 and you can play great games, or you can get on Xbox Live and play great games online. But there's a lot more to the Xbox 360. The early adopters and the hardcore folks or the enthusiasts, you can see that they know what's going on, but we try to see the trends in questions asked and solutions given so that we can point the standard user who might not know that if you have an MP3 player or an iPod, that you can just connect it right up and you can make a custom soundtrack for any game. You can copy your music off your whole CD collection and store it on the hard drive. You can take any photo you have on your Media Center PC or many digital cameras. I can't say any digital camera because one thing on the site is a list of compatible and another list of incompatible digital cameras. But you can take your photos, get them onto your Xbox, turn them into your wallpaper for your dashboard, or you can do a lot of things with your console that we're always trying to find ways to get that message out beyond, oh, here's an error message, here's the response. Here's a whole feature area that you should become aware of.
Xbox definitely is a very robust product, and it sounds like the site is just incredible with the things that you're offering. The one thing I just wanted to touch on again when you were talking before about developers and that you're collaborating with developers, how does a developer go about getting in contact with you? Is there a link on the site? Is there a specific place that you send them to?
Yeah, the URL is xbox.com/developer, and I can say that we will be onboarding some more developers. Right now, we're kind of topped out. I suspect after E3, we'll look at who we have. There may be some who kind of move off the program, and we bring others on. Some of these guys I can anticipate participating in a support dialogue. Right now, it's more about the flashy brightness of Xbox Live service data. The one thing I did also want to add, I don't know if I articulated this well enough, is that the Xbox.com support channel, we just finished about a month ago a pretty healthy revision that we've been working on ever since we launched the site. As you can imagine, it was kind of fast and furious just to get things up to support the launch of Xbox 360. And then we recognized that the very next stage for us was going to be support, because people were getting boxes and needing help. So we undertook a pretty sustained and resource-intensive revision there that included a complete change to the homepage to make things more easily navigable and intuitive, as well as all of the architecture for navigation deeper in the channel. And all of the content that lives on the site is written by Patrick's team. And then we punt to knowledge base articles that are created by the PSS group. The information's there, and we've done a lot of work to make it a real 1-2-3, rather than spend a lot of time on a phone call, because that information that's going to be used by the PSS rep is the same information you're going to get by hitting xbox.com. So I think it saves time for people. Not to mention, again, the peer-to-peer support that's available real-time right over the web.
So as far as a lot of the content that's maybe error message centric or something's broken, like you're saying, how much of that is sourced by our side of the house over in PSS versus your side of the house over here?
I would say that because they're discrete, it's all of the content that is, we can help you know how to use something, that's all us. That's all our side of the house. All of the, it's broken, I need to know how to fix it, that's all PSS. So 100% is Patrick's team of published pages on Xbox.com to help you really get the most out of your experience with the products. And if you're one of those rare people who actually have something go wrong with the product, we did the integration work to have all the knowledge base available, but we don't actually create that content. We rely on the PSS team for it.
There was a community that both of you talked about. Let's hear a little bit about that. I think that's going to be a future subject that we're going to talk about in a future podcast.
Yeah, the community channel I don't know how it's presented in the UI. It's not exactly called the community channel in the UI. I think it's just when you click on Xbox Live, you can find a number of personalities. I see it here, personalities, and Trixie is one of them, and L is another, and L is my stake, our stake into that channel. What we try to do is have a yet another way to get at the information you want to find. Some of this is about events that are happening on Xbox Live. Tonight we're playing, you can play with the product team, or you can play with celebrities, or you can play certain genres on certain nights. But other material in there are game-specific reviews or insight from the product team. We have articles about what's the history behind this? Here's why we designed the product the way we did. The ins and outs of some real detailed, enthusiast-focused articles. Oh, so you want to do Dolby surround sound 5.1 systems with high definition using this type of output or digital audio output. You know, that's not core to the how do I set up my system 1, 2, 3. It's part of the story for some people, but it's not on page one for everyone. See, so we have these focused articles saying, oh, so you want to see the high-end system. Here's how you do that. You want to see, a wireless system sharing with your PC, multiple PCs so that you can use the same connection both for media transfer to your PC or a shared internet provider. That's not quite the same thing as take your Ethernet cable and connect it up to your DSL modem. So there's more than one scenario, and we try to satisfy them both by having the general story off in 1, 2, 3, here's how you get started, and a specific story saying, find the enthusiast channel over in the community area, and you can find you can probably find something that speaks more to your niche market.
The other thing that is important to us that we do programmatically on the site is we have a weekly touch point with the PSS team to know what their top 5 call drivers are. And so every week when you hit our support landing page, the very first thing you see is 5 links that take you to a knowledge base article that tells you how to remediate this for yourself. So if people get in the habit of kind of understanding that they can go there for this kind of information, then anytime they have a problem, there's a strong percentage likelihood that other people are having the problem, and that one click and they're right into how to get this fixed. So it's actually faster than a call center, and I know that sounds like I'm really beating that drum, but we're doing this work cross-group to really know what's hot for them and be sure that we're serving it up easily and in a very prominent position on the web for the user.
That's great. This is the place to go. These guys are doing the work for you, so if you have a problem, go out to Xbox.com. They're working with the groups at Microsoft. You can go to one place, and sounds like you can get pretty much all the information that you need to get your gaming experience to a new plateau.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it.
And always go out to that Ask For It link and let us know what you think about what we're recording. If you if we touched on something that you really liked and you'd like to hear more about it, let us know. If we didn't touch on something, let us know that as well.
In future podcasts, we're going to have a whole series on the Xbox world. We're going to be talking with a few of the PSS guys that these guys work with as well, so we can get a gauge on what they do on their end as well. So stay tuned for more.